7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
The toll-free number you have dialed is currently being checked for trouble. Please try your call later. Thank you for using AT&T.
It's 8:54 p.m.
Oh, no, no, no. I regret to inform you that that time is incorrect. Yes. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. I am not, in fact, Hello Kitty, but I wish I was. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee, and I'm damn glad to meet you. Oh, boy. Not only am I Tobe, I'm also very cold. It is an extremely cold day where I live. It was in the negatives overnight. Negative temperatures. And that's negative Fahrenheit, not negative Celsius, where, oh, negative 10 degrees Celsius. Yeah. And that's not cold. Yeah. It dipped down to negative 2 last night. Negative 2 Fahrenheit. Don't know what that is in Celsius, but it's low. So I'm drinking tea. Oh, and you might be wondering, hey, Tobe, what kind of tea are you drinking? Well, yeah. I kind of don't want to tell you, because I'm still drinking the mulled black tea, the cheap, junky mulled black tea that is crap. You know, I started drinking it, what was it, 2 nights ago? Just because I didn't want to drink caffeinated tea at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I drank it all day yesterday, and I'm drinking it again today because suddenly I'm on some kind of weird kick. So I've got tea. What does it taste like? I don't know. I can't taste the tea at all. All I can taste is the cinnamon and clove and nutmeg and orange rind. Yeah. Which is, I don't know. I think it's helping me. I think this is what I need right now when it comes to tea. Because other... I'm barely functional today. It is currently 3 degrees. Once again, 3 degrees Fahrenheit. Not 3 degrees Celsius, which is like 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, yeah. It is 3 degrees, and I am in the danger zone. And I need to leave this room because, well, we just need to. I'm in the danger zone because, boy, when I woke up, hi, Brute, what are you cold to? Yeah, Brute baby is on top of the stairs here looking like she's cold. What are you cold, baby? Yeah, everybody's cold today. It's cold today, yeah. All right, so apparently Pippa is also cold. I'm going into this room so that I can cover myself with blankets and cats. Yes, here's my cat. Hi, living blanket. Yeah, Pippa has come down. Hi. Yeah. What are you doing? You want to do some kitty stuff? Or you want to do some kitty business, don't you? Okay, let me get in the kitty pit. Do you think you want to do some kitty business? You want to say hi on the radio? No, kitties never talk on the radio anymore. Okay, well, kind of get in. All right, I'm sitting down. I've got blankets, and now I got a kitty on me. Oh, I got a living blanket. Hi. Are you the kitty? What am I sitting on that's bothering me? Oh, it's the pillow. Oh, how's the... Pippa, you need to move a little bit so I can... Oh, this is not good. These are precisely the kind of movements that I should not be making when it is this cold. That's okay. All right, now that I'm sitting here, can we check in on the game? What are you doing? What do you... Kitties don't eat remote controls. What are you doing? Oh, does it taste yummy? Oh, do you like the way that remote control tastes? Oh, it tastes so remote-y. I don't know why my cat's licking the TV remote. Are you hungry?
Alexander Arnold.
All right, so what do we got?
Wins a corner.
All right, look, he's got a corner kick. Wow, Liverpool is down by one. I'm actually surprised. I thought they were going to dominate this.
The left-footed Andrew Robertson.
Yeah, I watched the first half, but I missed like 10 minutes in the middle here. Where's all that sound coming from? I hear fans chanting and singing, but there's nobody in the stadium.
Sent in Edison. Just there behind.
What are you doing, Pippa?
Do you want to do kitty? Sit down. Do some kitty business.
Okay, so, yeah. I'm afraid I can't do much of anything today other than sit around and try to make sure that none of my muscles seize up.
See the pride, can't you, in Jordan Henderson?
So what are we doing? Nobody else wants to watch the football game, Pip. We gotta find something else to do. I really need to be careful today. And I'm thinking... here's the annoying part. Hot water will obviously help me, correct? Not just for tea, but for bathtub. But I don't know how much water I'm going to have today. Probably only one bathtub's worth. So, I got to strategically try to figure out when it is that I'm going to get in the bathtub. Maybe after I eat. I don't know. And I need to strategically figure out how to conserve as much heat as possible. Because this is not good. I can't really think of anything worse unless...
Boy, are you going to get it now?
Of course.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Just remember, if you think you're in bad shape, remember, it can be worse. Kirk Cameron could be greasy.
Hey, that shines.
And 1981 mom might not find a shiny refrigerator. So if you think you're in bad shape, just remember, it could be worse. You could have greasy Kirk Cameron leaving his greasy little Kirk Cameron handprints all over the refrigerator. Oh, and then boy, are you going to get it now. But as for right now, I think we need to have some music. And what kind of music do we need to have right now? Classical music, of course. The best kind of music. But maybe we should do it on synthesizer. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Not bad. Good job, Sam. That was Look Mum No Computer doing Handel's Saraband. Not bad at all. That was actually a little bit more impressive than I was expecting. Huh. Okay, cool. And I gotta remember to send that to my friend Brian. Wait, somebody... Oh, I can't reach that far. I'm gonna turn on the kitty computer. I gotta use a tool, though. There we go. Right, so remind me to email Brian, and I will say, hey, you might want to check this out. Okay, so I'm sitting here, trying not to move an inch. And this is not working out, because I keep finding that, oh, I'm thirsty, I want to drink some tea, which requires me to twist around at least 90 degrees, not smart, so I can grab the teapot. And so I can pour the tea. And is this the smartest thing I've ever done? No, but, you know, sometimes it's not about smart. Sometimes it's just about, sometimes it's just about time to eat some lunch. I am getting pretty hungry. And since this is a heat problem day, I think I'm going to eat some beef. And guess what I'm having? Did I tell you about that strip steak? Yeah, you know, the other day, a couple days ago, before it got real super cold and everything, and before my street got completely blocked, I thought, oh, I think I better run to the store, buy a bunch of stuff, because I might be trapped in my house for a few days, which is what actually happened. So I went to the store, and I got a bunch of stuff, and I went to the meat counter, and I got some hamburger, and while I was sitting there waiting for the guy to wrap the hamburger up for me, I'm looking in the counter, and there's some sirloin strip steaks right there. One of my favorite steaks. This is one of my favorite steaks to use whenever I want to make something that is stir-fried, right? So I'm looking at these steaks. You know, these are usually about $7 or $8 around here. And the first thing I noticed is that they were kind of big. And then the second thing I noticed is that they looked like they were really good. I mean, I was looking at them, I don't know what caught my eye, but I'm sitting there staring at them and I'm thinking, wow. And I'm noticing that these are marked Choice Sirloin Strip Steaks, $6. And I'm like, wow, that's a little bit cheaper than normal. They are a little bit bigger than normal. I mean, we were talking like, these are like 10-ounce strip steaks. And they were much higher quality. I was staring at these things, looking at the intramuscular marbling, going, you know, no, this looks like prime beef. And while the guy's sitting there, you know, wrapping my hamburger, and he's saying, anything else? And I'm like, yeah, are you sure you got these steaks marked right? Because that, are you sure those are choice? Because those look prime. And he's like, oh, yeah, about that. Apparently, they just got some really good choice sirloin strips, or somebody graded them wrong. But that what tends to happen is, in order for an entire side of beef to get graded as prime, it has to be perfect. It has to be absolutely perfect. So if you have one part of half a carcass that is prime, but the rest of it is, say, only choice, then that entire carcass gets marked as choice, right? And so I told the guy, I'm like, yeah, I gotta have one of these steaks because they look like they're prime, and they were cheap, and they were big. So I'm gonna eat half of one of those today. That's what I did last night. I spent some time cutting up the steak so I could marinate it overnight in Merlot and pineapple juice, because that's a Tobe thing. That's one of my very few one true specialties. So this is this particular recipe of sort of like pepper steak that I make, and I love marinating beef in Merlot and pineapple juice. facts, I'm a madman. And that's what I'm having for lunch today. I'm going to stir fry that up with some onions and mushrooms and some bell peppers and some spices and some other stuff. And then I will eat some rice too. Oh, it's going to be so delicious. Wow. Suddenly I'm very, very excited for lunch.
I have here a power meter and a grinder with regular disc. To 360 watts of power when spinning freely. So we can now measure how much that thing is going to slow it down if it doesn't explode. I'm going to now do it. Okay, didn't explode. Oho! It's taking almost 800 watts.
800 watts? Are you a madman? Jeez. Well, at least it didn't explode. That's always, always the best thing. Well, let's get back to some music, though. This isn't doing it for me. What's happening here? Where's Justin Johnson? I'm trying to listen to some blues-style type of music. What's it gonna take? Exactly how long do I have to wait after I push the start button to make it go? Okay, finally. Jeez. Oh, don't do the thing. Come on. Okay, finally, some music.
Mm-hmm. ridiculous. Oh my god, it's so good it's not even funny. That was Justin Johnson doing ZZ Top's classic hit, LaGrange. And of course, he was doing that with the loop pedal. You could hear him hitting the loop pedal. I don't understand if he's miking the pedal board so we can hear those little clicky clicks. But, you know, whatever. That's cool. I can dig it. I need something a little bit different, though. That got me excited, but I'm not really pumped up, and I need to be pumped up and excited so I can be warm. And, you know, I think I might play some guitar myself today. Maybe that will help keep me warm. I don't know. Yeah, I think I might know what I need. And don't worry, it's not Banana Cha-Cha. And no, it's not Love to Fight, Love to Fight. What the hell is that in the background? That's not what I want. I want Deco Boco Cake. What's it called? Deco Boco Cake Katsu? What the hell? I don't know what it is, but I get that stuck in my head at the strangest times. what is that called? it's Deco Boco Kai something. That's the weirdest thing about. Well, that's the weirdest thing about me, is I get songs stuck in my head that are in languages that I don't understand, so I can't sing along. But it's weird. I can hear it. I can hear it in my brain in the foreign language, but I cannot then sing along. I don't know how to explain this. It's just a weird thing that I have. Oh, that reminds me of something else. I started watching this funny little anime called, let me try to think of what that was called. Gochumon wa Usagi desu ka? Which I think translates to, is the order a rabbit? And it doesn't make any sense. But it's all lolly, and there's a kudere lolly, and there's a tsundere lolly, and it takes place in some kind of coffee shop, and the girl that works there, who is the kudere, her grandfather is a rabbit, an angora rabbit that just sort of rides around on her head. No, it doesn't make any damn sense, but I think that's why I like it so much. That's it. I watched like 3 episodes of that yesterday. I got to get back to that. I want to see, am I stuck on the story? Do I need to see what happens next? Not particularly, but this is a coffee shop where the waitress walks around with an angora rabbit on her head. Which just seems like a great idea to me. It seems like that's a place where I need to go, right? Why can't I go there? Yeah, I probably can't go there because of what happened to Dad. Did you hear about this? What happened to Dad?
What's wrong with Dad?
He's a bear.
Goodness, was he a bear this morning?
He was, until he got his morning coffee. Now he's a Japanese bear, Dad.
Was Dad a Japanese bear, Dad, this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
Yeah, he does. And I'm starting to get hungry myself. And I've got that steak marinating in the refrigerator. And I got some mushrooms and some onions and some bell peppers. I'm going to chop them all up. And I'm going to stir fry that up. And I've got some mirin. And I've got two different kinds of soy sauce that I'm going to throw in there. And I'm going to eat lots of yummy foods. I'm very, very excited about it, as you can probably tell. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go eat it right now, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day when it's not even 5 degrees Fahrenheit, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I got to go eat my food.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.